From Sky Racing, Ali Mosley, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Take us through that win, astonishing win from Jackano in the Golden Rose on the weekend. Ali, it reminded me of the Autumn Suns win when it came from the clouds to beat Zusain about, what, four or so years ago.
Oh, what a turn of foot. Those closing sectionals were just absolutely off the charts. And it was a funny old day because we kept having these big bursts of rain. So these big black clouds would roll in and then we'd get these sort of 10-minute showers and then it'd go past. But we never went out of a good four range. Actually, I think at one point they might have gone down to a soft five and then straight back to a good four and then sort of said it wasn't ever even a soft five. So it was the track itself was incredible, the way it held up considering how much rain we have had, and the horse did the rest. I think we always knew his credentials when we saw him here in Autumn, and Mick Price and Mick Kent don't send just any old horse up here. They love coming up here for the Sydney Riches, and it was super, super impressive, and I think we saw a lot of really impressive racing across all 3 days of the weekend. It was fantastic. It was so exciting to have races Friday, Saturday and Sunday again.
Ali, there's only a few slots available for the Everest. If you're a slot owner, are you making contact with Mick Price and his team about Jackano to run?
Yeah, I don't see why. I mean, we need some three-year-olds in there, and we all keep talking about who the three-year-olds will be. And I can't see why Jackano wouldn't be one. You know, he's not going to add, you know, that hot speed to the race, which we don't need anyway. And so he's a clear one to stand out. Even, I mean, for a slot holder, say, like Aquis, I know it's probably far beyond his grade at this stage, but economics, who we saw win on the weekend, for them, it would probably make more sense to put their own horse in a slot because they get all the prize money back rather than having to do a deal with someone for however they end up working the percentages. It actually makes more sense for them to put their own horse in. So we could even be thrown up with something like that. We saw Best of Bordeaux scratch on the weekend, which was super disappointing for Connections. He just had that scope and they found mucus there. So he'll go out, I think he's going to the paddock for a few days and then they'll aim him on. But he's missed a lot of work, obviously, but, you know, he could still be on the radar for an Everest. And then I can't see why Bella Nipotina from the Moya on Friday night wouldn't get a slot. I'm not as keen on Coolangatta. I think everything's set up really well for her and she's very deserving of her Group 1 win. But I probably wouldn't be putting her in. I'd put Bella Nipotina in over her. She was fantastic. She worked much harder as well.
Ali, Jamie Carr on fire.
Oh, isn't she?
Unbelievable.
She's just absolutely. And I love with Jamie, she lets her riding do the talking. Mm. She's not one of those people who comes out and wants to be, you know, front and centre of everything and sort of use that celebrity side of it as much. I think she just, all she does is let her riding do the talking and it does. She's just fantastic.
What did you make of Alligator Blood's performance yesterday in the Underwood Stakes, holding off Mwanga, which was a great run in second, but just a tough performance from Alligator Blood?
So brave. That horse is phenomenal. And considering, you know, all that he's been through, not just alone with all the ownership issues, but, you know, he had the kissing spine surgery, and I know that they still do a lot of physio work with him every week. He still gets a sore back, and just for what he's been through, like that's a really big surgery for a horse to have and to come back from and to be that tough and tough out Zaki like that and the other horses. I mean, there were huge runs outside of him from Iron Thunderstruck and Mwanga, but he is just such a genuine horse. He's so brave, perfectly rated by Timmy. I think those two just match each other so well, and he's the perfect... I don't know if you could ever put another rider on him. I think Timmy just has found the key to him so well.
We've got a few horses trialling this morning, Ali.
Yeah, we do. It feels like it's funny. You feel like Monday's sort of a bit of a rest day, but it never is. It just keeps rolling through. I'm looking forward to seeing Pink Ivory trial in the second trial this morning. She was absolutely super when we saw her at Rosehill a couple of weeks ago, and I see Sarge's just put her in for a tick over trial this morning. Art Cadeau, Zuccarino. There's actually some really good horses trialling this morning, so they'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central from 8:30, and then there were just a couple of horses that I wanted to follow from the weekend. The first of those is Hawaii 5-0, so that's Libertini's not-so-little brother. It's her full brother, but he's an absolute beast. I've watched him get saddled up by Michael in the stalls, and he's just the coolest colt. He doesn't even move a muscle. He's just got the most relaxed temperament, beautiful horse, beautiful natured horse, and he's crying out for 1,400 to a mile. He was just warming up late there. But for him to step up from maiden company to a stakes race in one run is out of this world. So he'll be one to watch away, 5-0. And then the other is Fireburn. And I think if she backs up, she's another one crying out for that 14 to a mile. If she backs up in the flight stakes, she's got to win. That's it.
Ali, looking forward to getting your mail for Tab Epsom Day later this week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.